Paul here with today's tip to help you pass ACLS. Because you never know when a patient will go unconscious, we should try to get at least a brief history of the current events, medications, and allergies as soon as possible. This is important in real life and will be reinforced in your ACLS class's mega code, where every patient eventually codes. Depending on your healthcare specialty, you may have vast experience obtaining a detailed and thorough medical history from a patient, or you may have very little. We're reviewing some of the reasons why it's important to get at least a brief history and one easy-to-remember system for getting one, as today's PASS ACLS tip topic. Listening to a tip daily for a few weeks before your class will help to cement the key concepts needed for you to pass your ACLS written exam and mega code. Push the plus, follow, or subscribe button in your listening app, or activate the PASS ACLS flash briefing skill on your Amazon voice device so you don't miss upcoming tips. You can find additional ACLS-related resources at passacls.com. Something I've observed in my own career is that different professionals obtain a medical history differently. While we all have the same goal of providing the best care possible, the way that we do that from our profession's perspective may be different from another's. Let's start with why it's important to get a medical history. The answer is because patients' history will help us identify things that may be causing or contributing to their current condition, as well as guide our decisions so that we can provide the safest and highest quality evidence-based care possible. Because this is true in real life, it will also be important in your ACLS class, especially during the megacode scenarios. From a quality of care perspective, obtaining a history helps us to fully understand a patient's condition so we can make informed decisions about their care. Remember that some conditions can lead to cardiac arrest if untreated. For example, asthma, COPD, or left heart failure may lead to hypoxia or hypercarbia. Kidney failure patients undergoing dialysis frequently present with pH imbalance and, in severe cases, pulmonary edema that can cause hypoxia. A patient that's had recent PCI or transthoracic needle biopsy may guide us in identifying a cardiac tamponade or a tension pneumothorax. A patient's medical condition may be well controlled with medications such that it doesn't lead to cardiac arrest, but it may affect the efficacy or safety of medications we use in emergent situations. For example, patients taking PDE inhibitors should not be given nitro for their chest pain, and we shouldn't administer any medication to a patient with a known allergy. The only way that we'll know this is to obtain their medical history. Similar to reading ECGs, I suggest that you find a standardized system for obtaining a history that works well for you in your setting, and then use it. Because my experience started in EMS, I learned to do history following two easy-to-remember acronyms, SAMPLE, S-A-M-P-L-E, and P-Q-R-S-T. In SAMPLE PQRST, these are the sample data points identified: symptoms of the present event, allergies, medications, previous or pertinent illness or injuries, last intake of food, alcohol, and medications, and events leading to now. If a patient complains of pain, we'll follow with PQRST to identify what provokes or produces the pain's quality, such as sharp, dull, or aching, does the pain radiate, what's the pain's severity, frequently measured on a 1 to 10 or 1 to 5 scale, and what time did the pain start and how long does it last. Sample PQRST is only one example of history taking. While interacting with other medical professionals, I've noticed that there are other mnemonics and memory aids that people use to guide their history taking. I suggest that you find a standardized method that you're comfortable with and use it. In the case of a hospitalized patient, the patient's nurse may be the person with the most information. Whether they're part of the code team or not, the patient's nurse should stay in the room to answer questions and provide relevant information. If you found today's tip on obtaining a medical history helpful, consider giving back via the secure PayPal link in the episode notes or clicking the donate button at passacls.com. I'm here to help you pass ACLS. Thanks for listening, and good luck with your class.